The Nizari Ismaili state in northern Iran was established by Hasan Sabbah in 1090 CE, 483 AD, through the seizure of the Alamut fortress, and came to an end in 1256 CE, 654 AD, by the hand of Hulagu Khan, the Mongol ruler. Therefore, this study explores the interactions and conflicts between this dynasty and the Paduspanid branch of the Rustumdar line within that historical period, which spans approximately two centuries. This research, taking into account the contemporaneous rule of several dynasties, including the Seljuks, the Khwarazm Shahs, the Mongols, the Markashis, and the second and early third Bavandid periods and their mutual influences with the Nizari and Rustumdar regimes, investigates the nature and reasons behind the relationship between the two dynasties through a descriptive analytical method. The analysis of these relations reveals that the interactions between the two dynasties depended largely on the political strategies of their respective rulers. At times, these relations were characterized by strategic cooperation, at other times by direct opposition, and occasionally by indifference. The most prominent instance of confrontational strategy occurred during the reign of Iskandar Kekavos, who was a contemporary of Spahabad Shah Ghazi Bavandi, a fierce enemy of the Ismailis. Ideological and sectarian divergences between the Shini-oriented religious outlook of the Paduspanid Iskandars and that of the Ismailis had a significant impact on the bilateral relations of these two dynasties. These religious contradictions became a central cause for the Paduspanids' aversion toward the Ismaili sect and their classification of the group as heretical and impure in the regions of Ruayan and Mazandaran during certain historical periods.